Hello, I'm Moira Alderson with the BBC News. A long-awaited report in the United States has strongly criticised the FBI over the way it investigated allegations of collusion between Donald Trump's presidential campaign in 2016 and Russia. The findings were made by the special counsel, John Durham, who was appointed by the Trump administration 4 years ago. With more details, here's Gary O'Donoghue.
The FBI have acknowledged that there were missteps in this investigation, and indeed a Department of Justice Inspector General, while he said there'd been no political bias, he said there had been some missteps, and the FBI says it's put some of those things right, the way it applies for wiretaps and things like that. So they are putting their hands up to some problems. I think the difficulty, of course, is that this was meant to be part of a sort of wider conspiracy with the intelligence services and others in political life. That's what Donald Trump hoped to get out of this, and that has not been demonstrated.
11 Indonesian villagers who say soldiers contracted by ExxonMobil tortured and beat them have reached a confidential financial settlement with the American oil giant. It follows a two-decade-long battle over alleged human rights abuses committed by Indonesian troops hired to guard a natural gas facility in Aceh province. In a statement, Exxon expressed sympathy and sought to clarify that none of its employees had directly harmed any of the plaintiffs. The main challenger in Turkey's presidential election has urged his supporters not to fall into despair after the first round gave a clear lead to the incumbent Recep Tayyip Erdogan. Kemal Kılıçdaroğlu will take part in a runoff vote in 2 weeks. Ola Guerin reports from Ankara.
Recep Tayyip Erdogan may not have won outright, but he's now best placed for victory in the second round. He has a lead over his main rival, and his AK party and its allies have retained control of parliament. The opposition is now licking its wounds. Its presidential candidate, Kemal Kılıçdaroğlu, issued a video appeal urging supporters not to despair. "I will fight to the end," he said. But a spokesman for his Republican People's Party told us it would be an uphill battle.
Authorities in New Zealand are investigating the cause of a fire in a hostel in Wellington, which has killed at least 6 people. The country's prime minister has warned the death toll is likely to increase. Here's Phil Mercer.
Emergency authorities in Wellington say the fire was their worst nightmare. They fear the number of people killed will rise. They're investigating if the blaze in the New Zealand capital had been deliberately lit. Several residents were rescued from the roof, but others remain unaccounted for. The building reportedly provides short and long-term accommodation for shift workers, including hospital staff.
World News from the BBC. A South African government adviser says the country's energy crisis means it's unintentionally ahead of its target for cutting emissions of greenhouse gases. Regular breakdowns of coal-fired power plants there have meant that less carbon dioxide is being pumped into the atmosphere. Colombia's last active rebel group, the ELN, has said that peace talks with the government have been suspended because of misleading and offensive comments made by President Gustavo Petro over the weekend. The discussions, aimed at ending 6 decades of conflict, are being held in Cuba. Mr. Petro said the Marxist rebels had changed and were now more interested in the profits generated from their criminal activities than in achieving their political goals. Top British surfers and industry leaders are calling on the biggest global manufacturers of surfboards to do more to make the sport sustainable. It follows concerns over materials used to make surfing equipment, as Claire Marshall reports.
Despite surfing's eco-friendly image, the sport relies on mass-produced polyurethane or polystyrene boards covered in harmful resins. Travelling to find that perfect wave also means a typical surfer's carbon footprint is estimated to be 50% bigger than the average person. And around 1 million non-biodegradable neoprene wetsuits are thought to end up in landfill each year. 7 times UK surf champion Lucy Campbell told the BBC that the top surf brands needed to change. She now rejects sponsorship deals from companies she believes aren't sustainable enough. The Surf Industry Members Association acknowledges that much more needs to be done.
The most valuable deal in gaming history has cleared a major hurdle after gaining the approval of European Union regulators. Microsoft's $69 billion takeover of Activision Blizzard requires permission from the EU, the US and Britain to go ahead, but it was blocked last month by the authorities in the UK. BBC News.